universe doubled in size many times in a tiny fraction of a second. Inflation made the universe very large, very smooth, and very flat. However, it was not completely smooth. There were tiny variations from place to place. These variations eventually gave rise to galaxies, stars, and solar systems. We owe our existence to these variations. If the early universe had been completely smooth, there would be no stars, and so life could not have developed. We are the product of primordial quantum fluctuations. As will become clear, many huge mysteries remain. Still, we are steadily edging closer to answering the age-old questions. Where did we come from? And are we the only beings in the universe who can ask these questions? Preface. I have always been fascinated by origins. As a child, I used to go out to the Yorkshire coast with my mum, dad and sister. We'd dig ammonites, belemnites and devil's toenails out of the cliffs, and I'd wonder, where did they come from? What was the earth like when they were alive? It wasn't just the natural world that made me ask where things came from. I remember watching the television, probably black and white in those days, but still a technological wonder, and thinking, who invented that? I couldn't fathom how somebody could have created a box with a screen that projected pictures from far away. Left to my own devices, I thought I could never have done that. When I became a science journalist 20 years ago, I realised the powerful pull that origin stories exert on our imaginations. Where did we come from is one of the most profound and fundamental questions we ask ourselves. The others are, how should we live and where are we going? But those are for another day. I am convinced it is part of human nature to look at something or ponder some existential question and say, how did that come to be? Every society we know of has stories about the origin of the cosmos and its inhabitants. The oldest creation myth on record is the Enuma Elish, written on 2,700-year-old clay tablets from Bronze Age Babylon. But origin stories surely long predate that, dating to at least 40,000 years ago, when our ancestors became what is known as behaviourally modern humans. To the best of our knowledge, their minds were identical to ours. That means they possessed the capacity for mental time travel, the ability to project themselves into the past and future, allowing our ancestors to transcend the here and now and even the bookends of their own lifetimes to contemplate the deep past and the distant future. They must, like us, have wondered where it all came from. Perhaps it goes even further back. Maybe even our earliest ancestors had an origin myth, a million-year-old tale relayed in proto-language around a Homo erectus campfire. Yes, even origin stories demand an origin story. The creators of these ancient stories, of course, did not have much to go on. Just their immediate experiences and their imagination. More often than not, they fell back on supernatural explanations. Our own culture's origin myth, the Book of Genesis, is one such story. It actually has two bites at the cherry. First, the familiar six-day creation myth, and then a slightly different and somewhat contradictory version. Perhaps this is a tacit admission that we can never know for sure, but are driven to have a go. But add in the power of the scientific method and mental time travel becomes a precision instrument. We can use telescopes to peer into the early universe and deploy mathematics to understand its properties. Rewinding the clock like this has taken us a very long way indeed, almost to the beginning of the universe itself, as Stephen Hawking explains in his introduction. Meanwhile, the historical sciences, geology, evolutionary biology, and cosmology allow us to reconstruct events that happened long before humans existed, way back in what is called deep time. The birth of our solar system, the origin of life, the evolution of our own species, and many others.